So I know.
No, okay. Just this one.
Okay. Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of Mostly Peaceful Latinas. Thanks for holding on and being here with us. I'm Bella, one of your hosts.
And I'm Linda, and I'm so sorry about being late. I actually got caught in really bad traffic in Miami traffic. Ever since all the New Yorkers and everybody moved here, it has been a complete nightmare. But thank you for being here. As you guys know, we are self-funded, so all of your contributions we're very grateful for, so we can keep our studio and everything else. And we have a very special show, as you guys know. I've been kind of going crazy. Well, Bella's banned from everywhere, but
I mean, I've been going crazy too on Truth Social.
But we want to talk and we want to do a deep dive on everything that's been going on with the TikTok. Of course, you have mostly the conservatives who are very against TikTok. They've been for a while. It's in propaganda that has been embedded in their brain now for 4 years, I'd say, since like 2020, mm-hmm. maybe a little bit more. There's been a couple bills even during the Trump era that they wanted to pass to ban the app. That was impossible. So we're going to cover all that. We're also going to cover why these Republican lawmakers, such as Marco Rubio, Carlos Jimenez, Maria Elvira Salazar, Ted Cruz, right, Josh Hawley, mm-hmm. and others are really interested in banning TikTok. And they say it's for national security. And obviously the myth that China is spying on us. So we're going to tell you guys who's funding
them. There's a lot to unpack with the TikTok PSYOP. And if you follow us, then you know that we've been talking about this for quite some time. In fact, we haven't shut up about it for over a year now, because the entire thing seems so inorganic. There's quite a number of people that have accused us of only defending TikTok because Donald Trump came out in favor of defending TikTok, and because we're cultists, then that must mean that we support. But the reality is that Linda and I have been defending TikTok since Trump even went against TikTok. And we've been speaking about the app, the trends that we've seen on the app, and the role that we think that it's played in these new numbers that have recently come out showing that Trump has about a 68% approval rating amongst Gen Z. And we believe that that's heavily associated with TikTok and part of the reason why it's just such a danger.
Yeah. So thank you, everybody, for being here today. We want to give a shout out to some of the first super chats. Adam coming through. Thank you so much. Can I show this? Can you show this? I don't have the thing open. What is it called? StreamYard.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Give me a second because I'm pulling something up. Let me pull up Adam here. And guys, in the meantime, while we read this, please share, like this video to help us get on the algorithm. Go ahead. You can read Adam's. I have it up now.
Adam, thank you so much for being with us tonight. He says, hey, lady, regarding the TikTok bill. Once again, the Republican wing of the UNIP party sold us out. Apart from us pressuring our senators to vote this down, do you see any way to stop it? Thank you for bringing this issue front and center. Honestly, I don't. I think these people have already sold out to special interest groups, to big tech, to people like Meta, to Google, and also Jeff Bezos at Amazon. And also AIPAC, which we're going to cover. That's the Israeli lobby. As you guys know, it is very unpopular and dangerous to even mention AIPAC because you automatically get labeled as an anti-Semite just for simply talking about foreign interference and a foreign country meddling in our elections. So I think that, you know, if these senators, like people like Cruz, people like Rubio, they're not going to change their minds. What we're about to expose, you guys are going to see the amount of money that these people have gotten from some of these groups, and there's no way that they're going to let down those that control them. I do have some hope in certain, believe it or not, a Democrat, you know, the GOP does not have the Senate. So right now we are at the mercy of the Democrats, who could potentially say that it's too much, and you know they're not gonna pass it. Also, there's a conspiracy theory out there that I brought up to Bella this week, which is that some people think that Joe Biden may have said that he wanted to ban TikTok, but seeing all the pushback and so many creators that supported him in 2020 saying, "Hey, we're not gonna vote for you in 2024 may actually have an impact and may actually get him to veto the bill and say, here I am to save the day for Gen Z and my voters. Vote for me in 2024. So that's a conspiracy theory that people are floating around. The other thing too is that TikTok, the CEO of TikTok, actually said that they were ready to take it up to get a legal case, to get legal involved and their lawyers. And I think that they will be victorious because there is no what Congress is doing right now. What they're trying to do is illegal and constitutional, and that's why they're trying to do it in the name of national security, the same way that they enacted the Patriot Act, right? Everybody, Muslims are scary, the boogeyman. Now it's the Chinese. Obviously, the Russians are also the boogeyman. So we also have, if TikTok, which has the money and has probably some of the best lawyers in the world, I'm sure, I think that they could be victorious. I think this may actually go up to the Supreme Court. So that's where I think we're at. But all right, let me see something real quick. Where's the email?
Here, let's go through the finish of the super chats.
Okay. I'm going to do it.
Oh yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. Sorry. Raina, she says, Linda Bella, please pray for me as I have my Catholic confirmation coming up at the end of this month and job interviews I have. I'm very nervous. Of course, Raina, we will have you in your prayers.
Raina, congratulations.
Congrats.
Congratulations on your confirmation coming up, and we're sure that you'll do good. So prayers for Raina from the MPL fam.
Our follower, Shardé.
We got Peyton Barr. He says, awesome. I love you guys. Thank you for all of your hard work. Thank you, Peyton. We appreciate it. And a shout out for Erica coming through with a super sticker, and Shardé letting us know, wanted to come on here just to show some love and support and say that I only get my news from MPL.
That's right.
Honestly, I think the world would be a better place if only got your news from MPL.
Honestly, we've been very accurate in our reporting. Obviously, this is a hobby for us. We love interacting with you guys. We know that we're not the biggest creators on this app, as we're only here once a week. But we have been very accurate in our reporting from the DeSantis campaign, which we got a lot of pushback from. Obviously, now the TikTok stuff, you know, pretty much anything that we've put our finger on and said, this is what we think is happening intuitively and also through some research, or, you know, giving you guys our opinion on the matter. It always turns out to be accurate. So it's not to tweak our own horn or have, you know, this grandiose ego, but it is true. You know, when Donald Trump came against the TikTok ban, I was so vindicated on Instagram because so many people were like, well, didn't you want to ban it? And by the way, we're going to get into that legal battle with Donald Trump, or what happened, why he changed his mind, what happened in 2020, what TikTok did to actually comply with everything that the U.S. government wanted them to do in terms of like safety and data and all these things. So I think it's interesting that you do have people on the Trump side that are still very much against TikTok. There's actually a conspiracy theory that's been flown around a couple of big Trump personalities. I'm not going to name them on Twitter. And they're saying that this is, what is it? They're saying that this is actually a plot against Trump, that eventually if Trump does win an election, what's going to happen is they're going to say, well, it was TikTok and it was the Chinese. And I can actually see that happening. I don't think that's far-fetched to say. But they're also they also think that majority of people on TikTok are just Joe Biden supporters, OnlyFans models, and dumb teenagers just dancing and being dumb. You know, you can tell that a lot of these people have never opened the app. They've never cared to see what's going on there. And it's quite sad. So, you know, I think that conservatives today, the 2024 conservative, and we have to speak in generalities. Like, I'm sorry. We have to. It's just the way of the world. Not everybody is like that, but there's a lot of these people on our side or on the right side who are the 2016 liberals. In 2016, the lie was that Donald Trump won the election because of Russian interference, right? This was purposely done to, what is that word? Not disseminate, not dehumanize, but like, you know, like, I don't disintegrate his campaign, his win. Vladimir Putin actually said in an interview with Oliver Stone. No, it was basically like, you know, to just I don't know. I know it starts with a D. I can't even think of the term. But anyways, this was obviously done to convince more than half or half of the American public that he was an illegitimate president who was held by a foreign agent to get there. And it obviously dehumanized the 65 million voters that wanted Trump in the White House, basically saying there is no silent majority. There are no Trump supporters. And without the help of Vladimir Putin, then you wouldn't have Trump in the White House. And what ended up happening is that we go through all these years and you repeat a lie enough times that people actually believed it. And that's exactly what happened. You saw all your liberal colleagues, your friends, your family, everybody that was on the right, on the left, saying that Trump was not a legitimate president and that he didn't win the popular vote. Remember all these things that Clinton and he goes through the impeachment and all these things that happened. And the reality is that nothing came out of it. It was a complete lie. 8 years go by. And very recently, I'd say in the last 2 years, right? Mm-hmm. Basically, it came out like it was a nothing burger. Nobody ever tampered with the election. It was a legitimate election. Trump really did win.
Let's get into the TikTok ban. There's
Can you say this word for me, please? My English is not very
delegitimized.
That's the word. Sorry.
Sorry, English. Not very good. Our second language.
Sorry.
So
I don't know how to say that word.
We wanted to start off by kind of like going over the bill. And a lot of people have brought up, well, isn't it the same thing that Trump wanted to do? We want to clarify once again that we were never on board with what Trump wanted to do because, aspects of what Trump wanted to do and aspects of this bill that is basically asking for TikTok to be divested.
Right.
They think that TikTok shouldn't be owned by the Chinese and that it should be sold to an American company with what, like 80-20 holdings, 80% American, 20% right. Chinese. And that's what they're looking for. However, our opinion is that the reality is one thing that has come up time and time again in the conversation is that people who have either A, never been on TikTok or only downloaded TikTok for a day, they'll tell on themselves. Because they'll tell you, they'll be like, well, you know, I went on TikTok. And as soon as I went on TikTok, it was like a bunch of like naked chicks or it which wouldn't be on TikTok or semi-naked chicks. Or maybe it was, I don't know, a bunch of LGBT school teachers. Mm-hmm. And the reality is that TikTok has one of the most accurate algorithms that exist in any right. of the other apps. So when you start talking about the content that you're seeing on TikTok and you start saying how you think it's inappropriate or how you think that this shouldn't be the content, you need to understand that TikTok is looking at your own behaviors in order to determine what content to send on you. So if you're a person who has become hyper-focused and obsessed with the idea of an LGBT flag in a school and you're constantly looking for
Like libs of TikTok.
But if you're constantly looking for grooming this and grooming that, if you are constantly looking for that, articles on other sites, so on and so forth, interacting with that content, TikTok will pick that up and TikTok will give you the content that they believe you want to see more of. So a lot of people are telling on themselves. Now, the reality is that this algorithm is superior to just about any algorithm out there. And we think that it's incredibly interesting that because of that very accurate algorithm, it's why a lot of the kids are going to TikTok and Facebook has lost market share. I mean, they're censoring conversations and they've got a shitty algorithm and people aren't
You're not allowed to be a Meta at all. You know, Okay, well, we're getting into a programming now.
I know that it's a lot,
but we need to take a second to acknowledge, right? So a lot, and I was thinking about this because I'm going to make a video about it tomorrow. Remind me about this fan in particular. Why doesn't most Peaceful Latinas have an Instagram account anymore? Do you know why that is? Because we were banned back in June after Billy Corbin through Miami Against Fascism and reported us, and they have an insider, whatever it may be, reported us to Meta to say that Bella had been
avoiding a ban or circumventing ban averting because I had been banned for mm-hmm. January 6th and for being QAnon.
All things that are not true. She was not part of January 6th. She was never at the stake, the U.S. Capitol. She's never been investigated with an FBI. None of these things have happened. However, due through whatever connections at Meta, they literally have her banned forever, permanently from Meta. And this was confirmed to me on the phone with a Meta employee. Do you want to talk about the U.S. government putting private citizens on blacklist? And which one of our congressmen or women, which one of our state senators has said, hey, listen, there's people like her, right? There's people like her who are on a government ban list with these social media companies for allegations that aren't even true. If you told me that this is a Proud Boy, or, you know, that this person committed terrorist acts or whatever, then I understand you have certain rules and regulations. But this is someone that's never been charged with anything. That's never.
Well, I mean, more importantly, it's not even. There was never any controversial content that could have been dinged where I could have said, "Well, she's a misinformer, or she's spreading information that's not true, or pushing for extremism or violence." Like, I never got any dings. I never got anything. And, you know, I definitely want to get a little bit more into that when we talk about the real enemy, because we consistently have this. But, you know, the point I want to finish making is that it's very clear that with this bill, the divestment, part of what they're looking for there is access to TikTok's superior algorithm.
Right.
And
so
the
mad.
Reason why they want that superior algorithm is because it's very important that everybody understands that Facebook is not a private company. Okay. No. I guess in theory, it's a private company. Facebook is an extension of a government entity. And if there ever was any current day way of Big Brother keeping an eye on you, if you really want to talk about 1984 and where it is that we are at right now, look no further than Facebook. One of the things that I've brought up a few times now is, if you guys look into a governmental project, it was a DARPA project, and it was called LifeLog. And I want to read to you guys what LifeLog was, because I feel like this is incredibly important, and a lot of people don't know this. So LifeLog was a project of the Information Processing Techniques Office of the Defense Advanced Research Project. So that's DARPA, if you guys are not familiar, another one of our creepy letter agencies. Now, according to its bid and solicit, the goals and capacities, LifeLog aimed to compile a massive electronic database of every activity and relationship a person engages in. This was to include credit card purchases, websites visited, the content of telephone calls and emails sent and received, scans of faxes, postmail sent, so on and so forth, instant messages sent and received, books, magazines read, television and radio show selections, physical location recorded via wearable GPS sensors, biomedical data. This was the goal of LifeLog. And give me 1 minute, because I want to make sure that I get you guys this exact date. LifeLog is called the Pentagon Kills the LifeLog Project, because, of course, it infringes on our right to privacy as Americans. And they kill DARPA LifeLog. I'm going to tell you when. I want to make sure that I get the date right for you guys. So in February 4th of 2004, DARPA LifeLog, the Pentagon makes the decision that they're like, absolutely not. This project is completely intrusive to Americans that have the right to privacy. And LifeLog disappears. On February 4, 2004, on the same day that LifeLog disappears, Facebook starts. The organization that we know as Facebook starts. Now, what do we know about Facebook? Now, I'm not talking about Facebook as it is now. But what was the phenomenon that was Facebook? Because it wasn't like MySpace. No. In Facebook, your mom was there, your grandma was there, your titi was there, your prima was there, your high school friends were there. And then what were they doing? They were tagging their families. I'm married to so-and-so. I'm dating so-and-so. What else were you doing? Oh, we just got to so-and-so restaurant. Oh, we just got to Flanagan's.
Check in. Remember, oh, we used to check in.
We're going to check in and we're going to talk about where it is that we're at. And we're going to say who we were there with.
Tag your friends.
We're going to tag our friends. We're going to tag where it is that we're at. We're going to periodically post pictures of ourselves. You guys remember the 10-year challenge where you had to post a picture of yourself 10 years ago and where it is that you're at now? So it's almost like you are providing this information through Facebook that you just think very innocently, I'm just sharing information. And in reality, Facebook is collecting all the same information that the DARPA LifeLog was, that was considered unconstitutional. And what do you know? Facebook collects all of this information from you. Now, what's really creepy about Facebook is that, as we know, Facebook has contracts with the state. They have a they have contracts with the State Department. We know this already to be true. Now, why is this important? Because what is one of the main main fear that comes with the conversation around TikTok?
Which one? There's
five, there's a lot of them, but the main one is like China wants your data.
Spyware.
China wants your data. Yeah. China wants your data. Here's the reality, and a lot of people don't understand. If China wanted your data, Facebook put it up for sale a very long time ago. And there was no condition of, but the Chinese can't buy it. If the Communist Party of China wanted Americans' data, they could just buy it. They could just literally buy it from Facebook. What is the reality of it? I think that there's a lot of people, and I've been saying this to Linda for the last couple of days. One of the biggest problems that I see with this is that there's a lot of people on the internet that lack the humility to be able to just accept
that they don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
Well, more than that, that you're just not that important, bro.
No.
Like, this idea that you are holding government secrets and matters of national security on your phone is an ego trip. Es una paja mental is what you're going through right now, because Lord knows that I'm probably involved in more political things than the average person on the internet. And I know that the Chinese don't care about what I'm doing on my phone, because I have a controlled ego. And I think that
Ron Paul said, like, do you think that they care about, like, little Timmy, like, making a little fucking dance in the parking lot? And then the Chinese are like, there it is. That's the data we were looking for.
Like, okay, so we can all agree on the following. Government phones shouldn't have TikTok. Sure, we can agree on that. In fact, government phones shouldn't have any apps, if we're being honest, because any app, you have to give them some kind of access to your phone. And if you truly have governmental secrets on your phone, then we can understand why we don't want that out there where it could potentially be compromised. But the reality is that, let's say for one second that every false idea that you have about TikTok is true and that the CCTV, why do you think that you're a target? What do you have on your phone? Pictures of your kids, of what you ate the other night, screenshots of something that maybe you're also pairing it about
keystrokes. Keystrokes meaning the way that it works and how the app knows what you like more of, which we were talking about earlier. So if you engage with more dog content, you're going to get a bunch of animal content that's related to the dog content. If you engage with cooking videos, you're going to get more of that. There's obviously the For You page. There's obviously the people you follow. And so if you engage with more degenerate content, transgender content, LGBT content, you're going to get more of that. Why do you think Lips of TikTok has been able to capture the minds of conservatives and pretty much brainwashing them into thinking that the only thing that's going on that app, it's children and people, transgenders and gay people on the app? Like, it's pretty bizarre. But you said something about so going back to the data stuff with Facebook. Yesterday I had an e-commerce webinar. I don't know if some of you attended. It was great. I was teaching people how to start making money through selling a product and basically teaching them all the different moving parts that we take into consideration when it comes to selling, including search engine optimization, Facebook ads, marketing, all these things. And we went through, I was teaching them how to create a Facebook ad really quick, and we went through a mockup. When we went through this mockup, I was basically telling them, like, when Facebook gathers all this data, right, from you that you willingly accept when you click yes to those terms and conditions, you can basically target, like, now it's really different. They actually, because they got caught in the scandal of selling the data a few years back, now they ask you for permission. Cambridge Analytica. Now you can actually turn off all these features and they don't have to collect your data. Before that, and that came with the iOS 13, I think, with the change in iOS with Apple, they got into a legal lawsuit where Apple said, no, we are going to protect the data of our phone users. And you're going to have to ask them every time you download an app, and you guys have probably seen it. If you delete the Instagram app right now, or any app, or if you download TikTok today, the first message that's going to pop up when you open that account is, do you give TikTok access to your data for advertising purposes? I don't give a shit, so I always give it to them because I'm an advertiser and I think it's good.
but you may not want that, right? And what does that do? That is able, that all that data, it comes back to me as an advertiser. I can literally target you by so many things. And again, it's changed a lot, but you used to be able to target. And I gave this example to Bella today, a few years back when I still had my travel agency. I was targeting bachelors that wanted to go to Cartagena, Colombia to have a bachelor party. And you know how I was able to do that? Because I'd log on to Facebook and I would create a Facebook ad for leads to be able to get these men to come to Colombia. And you would click men between the ages, let's say of 24 and 36, right? In North America, so in all the countries, very important. Recently engaged within the last 6 months or the last year. You know why? Do you guys remember back in the day or back when you used to use Instagram didn't exist, you used to use Facebook and you'd put Isabella Rodriguez is engaged to, you know, Adam Silva. Do you guys remember that? Do you remember that? That stage?
Hey, Adam.
That stage? Or, you know, in a relationship with yada, 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 or married to yada. So all that stuff that you thought was just you sharing a little bit of your personal life with your friends and family through this app was actually there to collect data to then sell it to advertisers so that you can later be targeted through these ads. That's why sometimes you're scrolling Instagram, you're scrolling Facebook, or you even you're scrolling TikTok and you're like, holy shit, how do they know that I like, you know, thermoses? How do they know that I like Zara? Or video games, or Bad Bunny, because they know they've been collecting this data.
Well, because literally everything, your phone is snapping pictures all day long, even when you're not paying attention. Your phone is listening, even when you're not paying attention. The idea that they don't, I've talked about this. For those of you that don't know, I'm not a podcaster in my full time. I'm in recruitment. I'm an executive search firm. I work for an executive search firm. And, you know, I had a client that I worked with quite some time ago that his company, what they did was that they were able to collect all of the data that is available for sale. So Facebook sells your data, but actually most of their data didn't come from there because most people don't even realize. For example, when you walk into, I know we have viewers from all over the place, but a lot of grocery stores do this. When you walk into a Publix, whether or not you realize, you give consent to Publix to connect to your Bluetooth and follow your behaviors around in the store so that they know what advertisements to send your way, where to place certain things. Linda can attest to this, where to place certain things in the store.
Right. Every time you walk into like Publix or anything, they're collecting your data.
What is she doing? How long is she standing in front of the milk? How long is she standing in front of
the average person that is not in marketing, especially in this type of marketing, would never know that. So all a politician or a PR agency has to do is push all these crazy myths and conspiracies about China and the boogeyman and the enemy, just like everybody thought the Muslims were like the biggest or worst enemy since 9/11, but now they're just the Chinese. So that's as far as data. Now the other myth coming from...
But I mean, we're not even done with the data. Because no, I think not, that it's so much. But to move on, right. But I want to make sure that we cover this because this is the part that's most frustrating to me, which is that so often you will hear people say, well, they're collecting our data and they're a foreign threat. And I'd rather have an American have my data than the Chinese have it because they're a foreign threat. I'm sorry, but you've clearly are not somebody that's ever been targeted by the American government.
Right.
The reality is that Facebook worked with the DOJ the FBI. To give your data to them. And there's a reason why Americans are sitting in DC gulags right now. We've got Americans that are sitting in DC gulags because Facebook handed over your data to the FBI and the DOJ. Once again, why do you think that the Chinese care about your data? I'm not talking about American secrets.
Obviously, they would care about the military. Data, right.
Which, by the way, you have every choice not to download the app.
Right.
Why are you so concerned about the Chinese government having my data?
I give them permission.
I give them permission. In exchange to watch my cleaning videos, the little dogs getting rescued from the street, my little cooking videos, in exchange for that, I allow them to have my data so that they can then in turn market more crap for me to buy on the TikTok shop. I am okay with this. So why are you so concerned about who I give access to with my data when I'm significantly, I do have something to be concerned with.
Well, it's not because it's not about that. That's what we found out about. That's where we're going to the second half of the show.
To the idea
because
where
it's about control. First, they made it about data, but now it's about control.
But the conversation about the data just continues to come up over and over again about China wants your data. China wants your data. China fights generational wars that last thousands of years.
When was the last time that China started a war? Never.
Never. Why? And it's not like they don't want to win. The reason why they're becoming a superpower is because they think of things long term. Mm-hmm. So China fights the war not for them, not for their children, for their grandchildren, for their great grandchildren. And I promise you that to that bigger picture, your text messages to your tía don't matter because they're not going to risk losing this company and starting a war with the United States and data mining and all these other things so that they can get access to your text messages. A little humility, caballero, please. A little bit.
You're not that important.
Let's bring the ego special. Down a little bit. You're not that You're important. Not that special. And once again, let's say that you in your head believe that you truly are that important. Then don't download the fucking app.
Right. Right. It's really that simple as far as data. Then obviously, you know, we explained the bill. So again, just to backtrack a little bit for the people that are just joining, the bill doesn't outright ban TikTok, even though that's the end goal. The bill is basically government extortion and coercion so that a private company sells it to an American company that the CIA, that the FBI, that the government can control. And it's been said through tweets. And if they don't do it within 180 days, I think it's what they gave them, then they would be forced to shut down the app completely. And so it's called divestment. Now, let's go back to 2020, because a lot of people say, well, Trump wanted to ban the app. So what's the difference now? What's the difference between now and then? Well, in 2020, Trump wanted to ban the app for the same concerns. He was talking about spyware. He was talking about the data. And what he tried to do was sign an executive order and use his executive powers to ban the app. And of course, that was not possible. And the court stopped them. And you have conservatives say, oh, it's the liberal courts, the liberal courts. No, the reality is because it was illegal and he was acting. He was superseding the powers that he has. You can't just outright ban a company because it's Chinese and you don't like it.
I mean, and there are
hundreds
the thing.
Of if, Chinese companies that we buy stuff from.
If there was, then that would be the legislation. That's not the legislation. Right, notice how the legislation isn't.
Right.
We can't do business with communist China. That's not the legislation.
No.
I mean, let's talk about how True the Vote had just exposed a couple of years ago that there was a Connect, which was a CCP somewhat aligned organization, allegedly or whatnot, had software downloaded into our voting machines. Mm-hmm. So let's not act like doing business with China is illegal because China is buying up our crops, buying up our land. The 48% of all of our antibiotics come from China. Our electronics come from China. So let's not act like it's a China's problem. So, it's not a Communist Party of China problem.
So I'm reading here back in 2020, what happened is exactly what I'm telling you guys, that two federal judges ruled that the crackdown was based on claims of national security threat, which is what they're trying to do now, was paired with Wendy Besselstone. That's the name of the judge, wrote phrase in the hypothetical and would exceed the bounds of the law. Because everything that they're saying is a fucking myth. Everything that they have said about TikTok is not proven facts, does not have irrefutable proof. None of it. None. Zero. They have never once been able to prove that the CCP controls the algorithm, that it's spyware, or that it's, what's the other one? Or that they're selling our data. So what happens then? It gets struck down. Mm-hmm. It gets back to Trump. He doesn't have the powers. Then they say, okay, enable to give Americans so that we can build trust with Americans. What we are going to do is move the servers to the United States of America. And so Project Texas comes and it's born. And Project Texas basically has the TikTok servers are stored, the servers are now in Austin, Texas, with Oracle, an American company, and they did all these other things that I'm about to tell you right now, including third party. Hold on. So
Here we go. Sorry. Where is it? Project Texas, Project Texas. So this is the myth and the fact. So it's insane. So Project Texas, $1.5 billion investment in behalf of TikTok to get our government to comply. Also to comply. And they don't really have to comply.
No, they don't.
Because it was no law.
Forget it.
They can just say, forget it. You can suck a freaking dick. But they didn't have to do it. But they said, okay, since you guys have so much distrust in this company, because really what it comes down to is the hate for Chinese.
Let's actually play this, because this is actually hilarious. Let's play this clip.
After I'm done with Project Texas.
Okay, go ahead. Because really I feel like this is important, because it goes to show that these people don't care about the truth. I want to play this clip of Ted Cruz interrogating the CEO of TikTok.
TikTok is controlled by ByteDance, which is subject to this law. Now, you said earlier, and I wrote this down, we have not been asked for any data by the Chinese government, and we have never provided it. I'm going to tell you, and I told this when you and I met last week in my office, I do not believe you. And I'll tell you, the American people don't either. If you look at what is on TikTok in China, you are promoting to kids science and math videos.
I want to pause it there, because that goes into like another spiel. And I just,
we're definitely going to go back
and do the whole thing. But what I wanted to point out more importantly on that one was to the point that Linda is making right now, which there's no proof. There's no claim.
It's all a myth.
There's no claim that they're selling our information, that they're using our data, that they're harvesting, that they're mapping us. Like somebody said, There's no proof. There's no claim. They've done independent audits. They can go in whenever they want. They can look at the books. They've no claims. They're saying there's no claims. And this guy just said to you, I don't care. I don't believe you. There's no proof. And the guy, they're telling you what
the
it's
the burden
no-
of proof is on who? The person making the accusations, in this case, Ted Cruz. So back to Project Texas, which was basically a project for national security after the Trump administration tries to ban TikTok, fails because they don't have the authority. He doesn't have the authority to do that. And also because everything is based on a myth. Okay. Like, have you ever heard of La Llorona, La Patasola? These are like mystical creatures in Latino culture, like the Loch Ness Monster. Like, this is a myth. And so the framework, the five key pillars of this Project Texas are independent governance, right? Data protection and access control, software assurance, content assurance, and monitoring compliance. So pretty much what they said was, okay, you guys wanted to move our servers? No problem. We're going to bring them to Texas, to Oracle. You guys want us to have an independent body monitor the data and make sure we're not giving it to China? No problem. We'll do that too. Third party? No problem. We'll hire 2,000 people just to do that. So pretty much TikTok has complied with everything that the government said that they wanted them to do. Now, fast forward where we are and what happens in. So that's addressing the Trump situation, because a lot of people have asked, what happened with Trump? Blah, 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 blah. Trump, obviously now, especially after the 2020 election, Trump's commentary on TikTok was before the election, which we can't say the S word, the discrepancies that happened in the election on this app. What happened November 2020? Trump loses the election. Joe Biden becomes president of the United States. And what do we find out? That Mark Zuckerberg spent over $500 million, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. Zuckbucks basically fortifying and helping the election.
Oh, and okay? We want to remind you guys, fortifying is not our word. This is not our language. The Time magazine ran an article talking about how these technology companies, and it was the reps at these technology companies that said, we helped fortify the election. That was their language.
So what happened is Mark Zuckerberg says, well, during 2016, Facebook actually helped Trump win the election. Did you guys know that? Again, this goes back to me being in the digital marketing world. So in 2016, Hillary Clinton was overspending on ads through TV ads. She was spending on radio. She was spending on traditional media.
And as we know, the Democrats always have so much money in their pockets that Republicans don't have. Donald Trump says, we're not going to do that. We're not going to spend money on ads. What we're going to use is use digital marketing. And what is digital marketing? Creating these Facebook ads and targeting people. Mm-hmm. And so what ends up happening is that Brad Parscale, who used to be part of the Trump campaign, instead of getting that money for TV ads, he says, okay, it's a fair game. We're going to use Facebook ads to target people and turn them into Trump supporters. And so they did. And you guys can go online after we're done and you guys can click how Facebook helped Trump win the 2016 election. Mark Zuckerberg had no idea that Trump was going to use the systems that he had in place to be able to get that win, obviously legally. Everything changed after that. The algorithms changed. As you guys saw, Mark Zuckerberg basically has banned so many conservatives from the app. He's changed the way that you can do ads. You actually have to ask Meta for permission nowadays and classify yourself as like a government or a government affiliated person. And also, or a PAC or whatever, so that they know that you're going to be running this political ads on their platform. So all this to say that, of course, Trump, after he loses the election and Mark Zuckerberg fortifies the election, as they said on Time Magazine, of course, he's changed his mind on TikTok. And I'm sure his son, who's 17 years old, Barron Trump, probably uses TikTok, probably showing the content. Dad, this is what I'm watching. I have no idea. Why are you saying that I'm being manipulated? All I see is content of you. I see content of mom. I see content of me. I'm super popular on the app. I see this. I see that. I see sports.
Even Tiffany Trump is popular. Tiffany Trump has a cult following on TikTok. Mm-hmm.
So they basically say that, you know, so now he basically changes his mind, you know, and, you know, I want to say something about a point that was talked about today on my Instagram, which is conservatives keep saying that it's corrupting the youth. And I think a lot of this obviously comes from Fox talking points, obviously comes from Libs of TikTok, who has completely brainwashed conservatives. No, it
definitely comes from Libs of TikTok, right? Predominantly, because that's the only perspective that they have.
So then she says, you know, they're corrupting the youth. They're corrupting the youth. If you had a child, you'd be better. First of all, if you're a shitty parent, then just say that. Like, I'm not responsible for your kids. I had a guy today fight me for like an hour saying, it's Americans' children. What? You don't pay my bills, bro. Like, I don't have to be concerned. I don't have to be concerned over your children. I'm sorry.
How is that not the same equivalent as people who are telling us healthy people, no, if you don't put on a mask, or the vaccine, hate grandmothers. Right. Well, you hate grandmothers. And you want them all to be unalived because you refuse to put on your mask. Bro, if you're immunocompromised, I shouldn't have to change my life to dictate you. Like, stay home. If there's a pandemic, stay home. Like, I'm sorry, but that's the reality. The rest of us shouldn't have to stay home because you're immunocompromised and you can't leave your house. The safest thing for you to do is stay home.
Yeah.
So why do the rest of us have to deal with that?
It's the same thing with the vaccine.
And it's the same thing with the TikTok thing and these kids. Like, first of all, we don't have kids. Neither one of us has children. And second of all, we do plenty for the kids. Second of all, because I don't know a lot of parents that do the things that Linda and I have done at school
boards. No, they don't give a shit. They don't, not that they give a shit about that. They're fucking scared.
Not that anybody gives a shit about that, but that's the reality. It's like, I don't need to be in charge of your kids. Like, why don't you have parental controls on your kids' phones? Like, why are your children downloading apps on the phone that you pay for, my dude? Like, that's what your real problem is, that you're just not that great of a parent. Oh, well, they're seeing it on other kids' phones. All right. Well, then have conversations with your kids, because you're not going to be able to protect them from everything. You're not going to be able to protect your kids from the reality of the world.
Why are you asking the government? Last year, you guys were saying that you don't compare him with the government. But now you're basically saying that the government has to have control of your children because you're a shitty parent and you can't control your kids. That literally is not our problem, like, at all. Not mine, not the 170 million users on TikTok, not the 5 million businesses. Like, none of that have a problem. Okay, so fast forward now, because we're 50 minutes in, by the way.
Yeah, no, I know.
Fast forward is October 7th happened, which is the attack on Hamas and in Israel. As you guys know, that is a very sensitive subject. I don't even know how much they allow, but we're not here to cover the war or pick sides or anything. We're simply focusing on TikTok. So what happens is, you know, the war happens. By this point, we had already exposed last year that there was a Republican marketing agency called Targeted Victory. And Targeted Victory was hired by the tech giants, by Meta, by Google, and I think even Amazon, to basically push misinformation and do a PR job, a bad PR job, on TikTok and convince conservatives, who are the most freedom-friendly people, allegedly, I don't think that they are, to be on board with banning this app because of China, because of the kids, because of all the things that, all the myths that we just talked about. So that's where they also hire who? They also hire people like Marco Rubio. They also hire people like, you know, who was the other one? All the Republicans that you see are pretty much getting paid by a company called Targeted Victory. Now, fast forward, October 7th happens. Israel is attacked by Hamas. The whole world goes in flame. Israel, you know, you guys already know what it is. And when we find, what we find is that TikTok, the kids on TikTok, the majority of the youth is actually not very pro-Israel, okay, by their own means. They don't like to see war. They want ceasefire. You could say they're pro-Palestine or not pro-Palestine. I won't speak in behalf of these people. But the reality is that because TikTok does have the free flow of information, mm-hmm. a lot of pro-Palestinian content is actually overwhelming the amount of pro-Palestinian content that there is on TikTok that's basically saying Israel's committing war crimes. This is what Israel's doing. And we are for a ceasefire. Now, all the big organizations, Jewish organizations, such as the Anti-Defamation League, which is the ADL, and other organizations are basically saying, we need to do something about this. Like, this is problematic. We're seeing a drop in Israel, mm-hmm. on Israel support across all ages, across all genders, and across all political parties. This is not an issue of left and right. We're simply losing the PR war. And, you know, that was back in October. Fast forward now, what we're seeing is that there's all these politicians in bed with the Israel lobby that we're going to cover now. And also what, you know, follow the money.
A lot when of you guys, when you guys think, tell us in the chat. I want to hear in the chat. When you guys think about this TikTok ban, who are some of the loudest voices against TikTok right now? Give me a name in the chat. I want you guys to give me a name in the chat. Who are some of the loudest voices in Congress right now in favor of the TikTok ban?
Yeah, drop some names.
Drop some names in the chat. Somebody said, in Congress. I know there's a couple of people that are, but that, right here. Somebody said little Marco Rubio. So we came up with a couple of names today. We were thinking Dan Crenshaw was one of the names that we came up with. Tom Cotton was one of the names we came up with. Marco Rubio, of course. Ted Cruz, Mike Gallagher, who actually presented the bill. Dan Crenshaw. And do you guys want to take a guess at what we were able to find with every last one of these individuals that is in favor of a ban? Well, you don't have to guess because I am going to show you guys. Somebody said Marco Rubio. Fantastic. Let's take a look at Marco Rubio's contributions for his political campaign. Ah, what do you know? Who is the number one contributor to Marco Rubio's campaign with a contribution of $104,000? If not, the Pro-Israel America PAC. But let's, why stop there? Why stop there? Who else was against the, who else do we have here? Ted Cruz. Somebody said Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz. Glad you asked about Ted Cruz. Let's pull up here. And guys, for those of you on TikTok that can't see this, we are showing these contributions on our YouTube channel. So I'm sorry, but once again, just wanted to show this and share this with you guys. Share screen. Let me show you guys Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz, guys, let's look at his contributions. What do you know? Who's number one on Ted Cruz's contribution? The American Israel Public Affairs Committee, which is APAC, right? Who else do we have?
And you can't say this because it's anti-Semitic.
No,
you're not allowed to notice.
You're not allowed to point this out. You're not allowed to point this out, guys. You're not allowed to point this out. But let's keep going. Why don't we look at Gallagher? Mike Gallagher, who presented the bill. Why don't we look at Mike Gallagher? Oh, what do you know? Who is the number one contributor to Mike Gallagher's campaigns, if not APAC? But we're not done. No. Why would we be done yet? Because they're certainly not done. Let's go back down and look at Dan Crenshaw.
Dan Crenshaw.
Will you please respect Israel?
Who is the number one contributor to Dan Crenshaw's campaigns, if not AIPAC? Who's this other guy that's been very verbal? Tom Cotton. Anybody curious about Tom Cotton?
Who's one of the biggest racists ever? Anybody
interested to know what's going on with Tom Cotton? Don't worry. You don't have to wonder. Who are the biggest contributors? Number six coming up, the Pro-Israel America PAC. Isn't that something?
I think you're an anti-Semite.
Isn't that something?
I think you're just anti-Semitic.
Isn't that something? Now, we're not going to end there. I want to play a video for you guys. Now, this video was leaked, Linda. This was
when Nancy Pelosi said that we needed to make TikTok.
Is that, bro, with the people that rule us is so embarrassing, the clown world.
Que clase pena. I want to play a video for you guys talking about losing the PR war, because this is important. This is a leaked video from Jonathan Greenblatt, who is the head of the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League. And this is a leaked phone call of him addressing the issue with TikTok and the younger generation, and basically the PR issue that Israel is currently having with the conflict in the Middle East. And I want to play this for you guys.
I want to point out that we have a major, major, major generational problem. All the polling I've seen, ADL's polling, ICC's polling, independent polling, suggests this is not a left-right gap, folks. The issue in the United States and support for Israel is not left and right. It is young and old. And the numbers of young people who think that Hamas's, massacre was justified is shockingly and terrifyingly high. And so we really have a TikTok problem, a Gen Z problem, that our community needs to put the same brains that gave us Taglit, the same brains that gave us all these other amazing innovations, need to put our energy toward this, like, fast. Because, again, like, we've been chasing this left-right divide. It's the wrong game. The real game is the next generation. And the Hamas and their accomplices, the useful idiots in the West, are falling in line in ways that are terrifying. Last, I'll just say, we saw a dramatic change in the language of the activists here in America on October the 8th. The language of groups that we've long tracked, who've long been problematic, like Students for Justice in Palestine and Jewish Voices for Peace, they flipped like this and went to, like, Iranian propaganda. The language I could show you from their toolkits, because our analysts are in their groups. We saw this again on October.
I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to be the one
Kanye
to say
moment.
It. I'm not going to be the one to say it. I'm not going to be the one to say it. I'm just saying that, do we see a bigger situation going on here? Every time that, look, I don't think that any generalities, like disgusting generalities about groups or anything like that, are appropriate in any capacity, but we'll repeat it once and once again. I am a free speech absolutist, and I think that hate speech is free speech. And I think that if people want to say that Cubans are dirty and there were wetbacks,
and they do it all the time on TikTok,
all the time on Twitter, all the time,
everywhere.
I'm going to continue to fight for your right to call me whatever it is that you want. Whatever it is that you want, because I believe in free speech that much. When you start seeing the campaign against TikTok, when you start seeing that, oh, we haven't even gotten to the other part, which is something that if you're a long-term listener of Mostly Peaceful Latinas, you actually knew this last year when we first brought it up, which is that Meta spent millions of dollars working with a PR firm.
Yeah, and I brought that up earlier.
Not just any PR firm. A Republican PR firm, millions of dollars to a Republican PR firm so that they could target predominantly you guys, conservatives. Well, most of our audience is conservatives, not all of it. Only about 70% of you identify as conservative. So that they can target you guys, Republicans. And they'd pump out their China fear corn, and they'll tell you that it's the China man, and they want your data, and they want your keystrokes. Like some guy said, they're trying to map out the United States. Facebook was losing market share to TikTok.
They did. Instagram was the most deleted app in 2023.
Well, because they don't let people have free speech on there. There's no way to have open conversation. So people get tired of it. If you're kicking out good content creators that people want to engage with, of course that's going to happen. In fact, I've noticed, and I've sent them to Linda over the last couple of months since the conflict started back in October, content creators that focus on like cleaning, family content, lifestyle stuff that has nothing to do with politics, that have had to stop Palestine in the conflict, and they can't even post the Palestinian flag because their page gets shadow banned or gets dinged. So now they've defaulted to using the little watermelon. So that's the target. They're losing market share. Now, I want you guys to think back to the beginning of the podcast when I told you guys that Facebook was only a continuation of the DARPA LifeLog project. Is it just about the business, or did the government start losing visibility on you because you went to TikTok? Are they losing visibility on an entire generation because they went to TikTok? Think about it. If you're on Facebook or if you're on Instagram, you're getting a curated algorithm of what they say that you can see. The problem with TikTok is that the conversation was allowed to flow on both sides. And when the conversation naturally flows, and people can find their way to truth a lot easier. And that was the problematic. So you've got Facebook pumping money specifically to target Republicans because they knew that you would be the ones to fight the hardest against any encroachment on your liberties and your constitutional rights to freedom
of speech. Just like you did during COVID.
Just like you'd fight back. And they knew that you would. And there was a comment that Tommy Vex made under one of your posts today that I actually screen grabbed it and put it on Truth Social. For those of you that don't know, the only place you'll ever see me interact is on Truth Social under Bella Liberty. It's the only place where I'm at. And Tommy made a really good point where he said 2024 conservatives are 2019 liberals. In 2016 the sense, liberals. 2019, he said, in the sense where you're the ones that are being targeted by the PSYOP. Mm-hmm. They couldn't argue with you guys. You guys were better memers, better tweeters, better content creators. You guys were getting the truth out there, and they couldn't fight you anymore. So what they did was that they turned their guns around, and instead of making the PSYOP the little black square or George Floyd or COVID or whatever it was, all the shit that we didn't fall for, mm-hmm. they're like, how can we get them? We know exactly how. And they did it through China Fear Corn. Right. And they've got you guys ready to sign a bill, which I want to go back. I know that we've been on for a while, but I think it's important to revisit this. Last year, the solution to the TikTok data problem was the Restrict Act. And for those of you that don't remember, the Restrict Act was the Patriot Act on steroids. And they told you the scariest thing, like Ronald Reagan said, that you could ever hear is, we're from the government,
we're here to help.
And we're going to help with this Restrict Act. And the Restrict Act gave the president of the United States sole authority to determine which one of the private citizens in our country was a threat to national security. And if they decided that you were, in fact, a threat to national security, now, mind you, they can go back and they can do this retroactively. So if you say question the results of an election a couple of years ago and they found an old tweet about that, you too might be considered a threat to national security. And the result of that Restrict Act would have been that they would have had access to then, had the right to go into your computer, go into your Ring camera, go into your TVs, go into anything around you that could be voice activated to be able to listen on your phone calls. Basically, any ounce of privacy that you have, do away with that. Mm-hmm. And the Restrict, you guys can go in. It's still live. It's not done. Like I was telling Linda, it's just, it's sleeping for now. Because I'm sure that they're dying to find a way of putting that through. Republicans, I'm not going to say Americans. Republicans were ready to give up their rights, just like they did after 2001 in September, when they cheered on the Patriot Act, because we were going to be saved from the terrorists. Now the Restrict Act was going to save us from the bad China man. And this is the same trick that we see time and time again, where they get you to cheer on your own oppression. Time and time again, we've seen it. Side with the Patriot Act, We saw it with the Restrict Act, and I'll tell you what, we're going to see it with this bill that they're trying to pass too. Because if you think for one moment that it's going to stop there, did you forget, like Linda just mentioned, that they spent 4 years telling us that Donald Trump was a Russian asset? What do you think that would make Truth Social? What do they say about X? Well, I know that Elon went on his apology tour to the Holy Land. But what do they say? What do they say about X? Why can't they just say, like, you know what? He's an asset and we can get rid of that. We're opening up a Trojan horse. We're letting in a Trojan horse. They've made TikTok the enemy. And the reality is that TikTok is one of the few apps
where not controlled by the CIA. Actually, there was a tweet that I sent you today. A senator.
Well, we have it.
It's not that one. But there's a tweet that was the tweet where this guy says, Senator Dan Sullivan, he says the FBI and the CIA have consistently raised serious concerns about the threat of TikTok posts to national security and to the American people under the control of the Chinese Communist Party. Again, not controlled by the Communist Party. TikTok has ability to spy on, influence, and harm mental health of hundreds of millions of Americans. And then he goes on to like cry about President Z of China, blah, 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 blah. But I saw a comment earlier, I think it was Rago Monkey, where he said that TikTok has been censoring a lot lately to please Congress. And that's exactly what I tell conservatives whenever they say, well, I got banned. You know, informant Anthony was here earlier. I think he gave us a super chat.
Yep.
I got banned. And Roger Stone, well, I got banned. And Tim Pool, I got banned. So what do I care? Why do I care? Like, look at me. I'm a fucking child. Ban everything because I don't care. Well, first of all, not Anthony, but everybody else. First of all, you idiots. The reason why TikTok is so sensitive with content now is because your legislators, because Republican legislators that have been paid by Targeted Victory, the marketing agency, go out there and start crying about all the censorships and all the things that they have to do to please them. You're letting kids die, the bullying, the harassment, the Tide Pods, the dances. So TikTok has said, okay, everything that you guys want, we're going to do more bullying restrictions. We're going to do anti-violence restrictions. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. You can't advertise OnlyFans chicks. I saw Raheem, which I like him, kind of. For the National Post say that it's a bunch of girls, it's a bunch of chicks dancing on TikTok, promoting their OnlyFans. You can't even promote your OnlyFans on TikTok. They're that strict. They're extremely, like, the girls have to, like, be cute and sexy and whatever, and then, like, send people to Twitter. Because on Twitter, you can actually promote your OnlyFans. So it's like, it's the whole thing, especially for conservatives, has been just an entire myth, an entire myth.
Let's look at a couple of these other tweets that we have here, because also very important and very telling to the conversation that we're building. Oh, what do you know? Here's AIPAC. Thank you, Senator Marco Rubio, for your strong support of the U.S.-Israel relationship. Oh, God, I wonder what.
I love it.
10 years advocating to Congress as an AIPAC pro-Israel activist, there was never been a more important time to thank Representative Maria Elvira Salazar, Senator Rick Scott, and Senator Marco Rubio for championing the $14 million in supplemental Israel aid funding in Israel. You know what's another thing that I was telling Linda today that's actually quite ironic? I don't know what it is that's going on in Florida, man, but all of these Florida politicians, they're all taking Israeli money. All taking AIPAC money. They're all taking the Jewish, I don't know what money. And then it makes a lot of sense when you start seeing that we've got all of these special laws, which is like, whatever, if you get special laws for your group, good for you. But like, Cubans rule Miami. We don't have any special laws to protect Cubans. We don't have any special laws for Colombians. We don't have any special laws for Black people or even for the LGBT. The only group that gets special laws in Florida
Are Jewish people. No, that's just in Florida. South Dakota, Christine O.M. Literally posted. It was so embarrassing. She's like, finally, the chosen people are protected in South Dakota. There's literally 350 Jewish people in South Dakota. And she passed anti-Semitic legislation saying that this was going to be like the mold for the rest of the country. I'm like, no. This already happened in Florida. You're not special. But again, you know, it's one of those things that I don't want to, I'm not going to report this. I'm not going to support the Republican Party past Donald Trump's election. there's no reason for me to give them money. There's no reason for me to support a party that clearly is in bed with a foreign country. Who can we have the other tweet of the Jewish, I forgot the name of them, who clearly does not care about the 170 million people are telling you that we don't want TikTok banned. 5 million businesses have been able to thrive on TikTok.
5 million
businesses. 5 million businesses. This isn't about just TikTokers dancing and making money. Like, these are actual businesses, whether it's your a service, whether it's a product, whether it's you want to sell these things, you could do it, right?
Right.
And here it is, the Jewish Federation, whatever this means. We want Congress to tell TikTok that their time is up. We're done with the lies the platform spreads about the Jewish people in Israel. Take action now. Which, by the way, and I recorded it last year, and especially after the Kanye West situation, TikTok had ads about anti-Semitism. Like the ADL, I forgot which organization was paying TikTok to basically promote stopping anti-Semitism. So it's not like the app is purposely pushing anti-Semitism or what they consider.
No, the app is just allowing the conversation everything to engage is organically. And clearly, this is also doesn't take a lot of common sense. You don't have to be anti-Semitic. You don't have to hate Israel. You don't have to hate an entire group of people to just maybe you're just not okay with genocide. Maybe the problem is just you don't want to see kids getting killed for a war that they didn't choose to be a part of. And then the problem is that TikTok allows that content to be shared. And as a result, you get a full picture and you get a really human side where it's like that child isn't Hamas, isn't a representation of that.
Right.
So people are just not okay with genocide. There's and no it has nothing to do with how they feel about Israel as much as just from a humanity standpoint, mm-hmm. you don't want to see kids dying. It's, right. you know, once upon a time, and it's where we're at, like people used to be against war. People mm-hmm. used to be against innocent people dying. In fact, we used to be against wars where we had to send our kids. Because let's be honest, the majority of these kids that enroll into the army are kids, 18, 19, 20 years old. And they're out there and they're fighting these wars. And if you guys are really worried about the kids, TikTok isn't the problem. I don't want our kids fighting senseless wars. I don't want our kids fighting wars for Israel. I don't want our kids fighting wars for Ukraine. I don't want our soldiers fighting wars that don't belong to America.
Yeah. It's really blackpilling. Like a lot of people are like, oh, you're going to do this because of TikTok. I'm like, it's a series of events starting with January 6th, starting with the fact that all these people didn't care if Trump was lost the election, because I obviously have to be careful here. It's not just a TikTok ban. We can live without the app, right? Like, who cares? These phones didn't exist until a few years ago. It's not about that. It's not like I'm going to, you know, self-delete myself because I don't have the app. It's a series of events that have led me to this black-pilled place. And not just that, but the fact that, like, you have so much power to try to ban this app because it's so bad, yet you have done nothing, absolutely nothing to do for conservative voices that have been silenced all over social media. Like her, I was banned all of 2021 from Instagram, like many other people. We can get into the most controversial figures, like a person like Nick Fuentes, who's only allowed to exist on Telegram and on Rumble.
Yeah,
he's not even allowed to be on X. Why is that? Because his criticisms of Israel and Jewish people.
Nick Fuentes is a person that goes out of his way to be controversial. You can't even compare like a Nick Fuentes to like a regular people of like us. Not.
But it's like, the point is that there is no freedom of speech.
No, there is none.
Because why is he not allowed to be back on X?
To Linda's point, when she was talking about we're done with the Republican Party, I couldn't be more serious about that. And I need you to understand what that means. That doesn't mean that I'm never going to vote for a Republican again. Of course, I'm going to vote for a Republican. I'm just done voting are down the ballot.
Right.
I am done. I'm done with the representation of like, oh, somehow just because somebody has an R next to their name, they're a good person. And just because mm-hmm. somebody has a D next to their name, that means that they're a bad person. I'm going to tell you guys an anecdote of something that happened here in Florida at a local election. One of the counties up north that I work with held an open forum for their school board candidates to go talk. And they invited, as the nonpartisan groups do, they invited both parties to come into this forum to talk about their views. And the Republican candidate wrote back and said, what are you guys going to do? Vote for the Democrat? I'm really busy. I don't have time to make it to this forum. But the Democrats showed up and they spoke to the people that were there. And he talked about parental rights and why he thought that this was all important and how parentals should have a choice. And they didn't agree on everything, but they agreed on a lot. And as a result, the organization, the people that were there that day got behind the Democratic candidate, and a bunch of conservative Republicans elected a Democrat to represent them in the school board because the Democrat more accurately represented their views and the Republican was just a rhino hack. And there's elections that happen like that all over our state. And I think that there is a huge mistake that's being made, particularly by a lot of people like people like Linda and I that are maybe fresh into the Republican Party, that have maybe identified as Democrats for longer. And then they, you know, because of Donald Trump,
right,
they figure out that they're more right leaning. And then as a result, think, well, then I just need to vote red all the way down. I am done with that. The unit party has never been more obvious, more clear. Yeah,
this
to
TikTok
us
thing has really fucked me up. And again, it's not because we can't live without the app. Like,
we're not even on this app. If you guys,
Kira, know, like, if you go see my account, like, when do I post? Like, once a month? I don't really care. I'm not a, you know, I don't think I'm that special or that, what is it called? Creative. You know, I think some people are very creative and I enjoy their content. I want to address this comment because I think you're right. He does go out of his way to get banned. I absolutely agree with that. However, if you remember when Elon Musk came back or bought Twitter, he did say that he was going to let everyone in as long as they hadn't broken the law. Bella is still not back on TikTok, on Twitter. She's not allowed to be on Twitter. She hasn't broken the law. And again, it's because of an insider or that has her flagged or something. And it's the same thing that's happening to Fuentes. So I agree with you. I think he goes out of his way to be particularly inflammatory, to want to be banned for a fact. However, that chance, that opportunity to go back into X has not been given to people like Bella or to people like him. That's all I'm saying, right? It's not a defense for him or not, but yeah.
Yeah, and that's, I think that's I'm kind of like looking to see if there's anything that we missed while we were covering the, just the details of there's so much to do, which we have the data mining, the corrupting our youth. Oh, wait, one more, because there's just so many things to talk about. Another thing that I'm so sick of hearing is, but the children, the algorithm in China is so different. Oh,
this one,
yeah. Oh, my God.
It drives me out the wall. I want to bang my head against the wall.
The algorithm of the entire internet is different in China because they've got state-controlled media because they are a communist country. Therefore, their people can only see what they are allowed to be, well, to see by their government. In America, we have this little thing called freedom of speech.
And your speech counts as much as a transgender person that you don't like, as Dylan Mulvaney, as an LGBT person, as a Black person, as a Jewish person, as a heterosexual, whatever it may be. And it seems like conservatives have an issue with that because they're upset that gay people exist on TikTok. They're upset that trans people exist on TikTok. So, you know, I don't understand this thing that, well, in China, they're pushing these videos. Well, you know what? I was in China, you know, I had a friend, I was telling Bella, that lived in China for a few years and she was there during the pandemic. And what she had to say was that she loved it because their response to the COVID, the coronavirus, was so strict and they were so stringent. And every single day they'd come to her apartment and every single day, you know, they would test. And if everybody in the building, if everybody during this radius or whatever tested negative, then they could go out without a mask and be perfect. And that's why we were watching videos of the Chinese back in like the summer of 2020, back in water parks, living their lives because their response had been so strict because they are so controlled that they were able to get back into the routine in their daily lives while we weren't doing that. We were fighting against it. We didn't want a mask. We didn't want to stay home, blah, blah, blah. All the things that we had. States were fighting. There was legal lawsuits. So if you guys want to be more like China, then just say that. If you want our government to control the algorithm because your children need to see science videos and what science videos? Who are they going to put? Bill N. Y.
And Bill Nye,
the
science guy,
the science guy, or is it gonna be Elmo that's gonna tell you to vaccinate, or is it gonna be somebody else that's gonna tell you that there's 115 genders? Like, what type of science do you think that the government is gonna push on your children? Have you thought about that at all? you know, it's just so bizarre. Like everything that these people are saying, it just makes me fucking, it drives me crazy, man. Like I just,
what? No, just us in general and like the state that we wake up in every day and we're just like raging, like, why are people so retarded?
Yeah. All right. Well, we've been going for a while. If you guys have any questions, you know, send them here. We've been going for like an hour and 14 minutes. Let's
go. I think we got a couple of super chats to cover, guys. Sorry that we went on a rant and we didn't go through these, but let's do a few of these. Raina Johnson says, Linda and Bella, please. Oh, we went through these, Raina, and we are praying for you, honey. Informed with Anthony, Mexican dad says, I heard TikTok was being bought by an American investor, ex-US Treasury guy. Any news on that? Who is he? Does he have a wiki page?
Yes. Actually, Steve Munich, I think this is Munich. I don't know how to say his last name, but he is a Zionist. So what it comes down to is they want, you know, the Zionists want to get TikTok on their side and be able to control the algorithm. And it's that simple. I'm not going to sugarcoat it anymore. That's just what it is.
My friend, Miss Brightside, coming through and showing a little love with support. Honestly, Miss Brightside is apolitical and I love that she's here. I love that she's here. Adam coming through with a second donation today saying, quick story. In 2015, I was active duty and China supposedly stole the social security numbers of all DOD and DHS members. There was no outcry or apology to us. We were offered some discounted life lock and that was it. We're all on our own. You know what's hilarious? Like, China's such a big deal. Why did they let a Chinese spy balloon fly over us for like an entire week? If we're that concerned with data mining from China. If we're that concerned. And coming through, Top Dog says, why are kids on TikTok? As a kid in the 2000s and early 2010s, social media was only for teens and young adults. I agree. This is a parental issue. I understand that your kids are going to want to be on social media. I get that. I genuinely understand. But that's a you problem. You got to be able to talk to your kids. You got to be able to talk to them about the dangers of the internet. Your kids got to have an expectation probably early on. You probably need to sit down and have this conversation with your kids now when they're younger, 10, 11, 12 years old. Hey, soon you're going to want to get on social media. These are the rules and this is why you're not allowed. And this is the rules that you should follow if you ever come across. When you come across your friend, these are the rules that they should follow. And you should be a psychopath. And you should monitor what they're downloading and what they're not downloading. And you should set the parental controls so that your kids aren't doing things on their phone, which is a very dangerous device for an underage child without your knowledge. Because honestly, TikTok is the least of it. If they leave TikTok and go into, I don't know, a DM or something where they can be talking to a potential predator. So consider that you want to be in the know of what your kids are doing at all times and that you don't need help from the government to co-parent. You can do it on your own.
I think that's it.
I think that's it. I was kind of looking into the TikTok. We got into a funny algorithm in TikTok. If you guys have any questions before we go, please drop them in the chat. Linda and Bella. Adam, thank you for asking. You can find Linda on Instagram at Wake Up With Linda. You can find me on Truth Social at Bella Liberty, LIBERTEA at the end. And you can find us on Twitter where I am not at, but Linda does manage our Twitter account at MPL Podcast 305. We are currently shadow banned. Wonder why. But I'm going to take a few moments to just look at a couple of questions here. Good night, ladies. Screw them kids. My kids are not having access to the internet. Yeah. Take away freedoms to keep freedoms.
Yeah. And here's the thing. Somebody mentioned like just a few ways from the election. Yeah, of course, because Trump is extremely popular with the kids. Even the kids that were first trying to make fun of Trump or trying to shit on Trump, they started making all these videos, all these edits of him talking super fast. Like when he's like, turn off the lights and like throwing the water about Marco Rubio. And like they're young. So they had never seen this side of Trump that has really humanized them. And, you know, humor, it's a really good icebreaker. And so, of course, you know, that's why Mark Zuckerberg said, well, TikTok is a threat to democracy. Yeah, it's a threat to democracy because it can potentially change the minds of millions of people before the 2024 election to vote Trump. And again, my algorithm, I don't have chicks in bikinis. I don't have degeneracy. I don't have transgender. I don't have any of that. My algorithm is filled with funny ass things and a lot of Trump supporters. I mean, I've seen Black Trump mm-hmm. supporters. I see Latino Trump supporters. I see all sorts of Trump supporters. So I just don't understand this narrative. And again, I can tell that a lot of this is coming from people that just never used the app, and they were probably scared to use the app because of the Chinese spy. But all right, guys, we've been going for an hour and 20 minutes. Thank you so much for coming. Please don't forget to share, like, and support our work. We also have a PayPal in the link in our bio, and not in our bio, in our comments, or in Cash App if you want to support our podcast. And we will see you next week.
Bye, guys. Thanks for joining.